Support for this show comes from Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Loom help power the collaboration needed for teams to accomplish what would otherwise be impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. That's why millions of teams around the world, including 75% of the Fortune 500, trust Atlassian software for everything from space exploration and green energy to delivering pizzas and podcasts. Whether you're a team of two, 200, or 2 million, Atlassian software is built to help keep you connected and moving together as one.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Search for Titanic tourist sub.
It is bitterly cold at those depths. There's no heat on this thing.
Tornadoes and heat plagued the South.
The whole house just started shaking. Windows were busting out everywhere.
And what's next for the U.S. and China?
We want and need to see real cooperation.
Good morning, I'm Cammie McCormick with the CBS World News Roundup. It's a race against time to find survivors on board a missing submersible carrying five people to the wreckage of the Titanic. It has a limited oxygen supply. Correspondent Roxana Saberi has the latest.
The expedition began with at most 96 hours of oxygen on board for the five people hoping to view the Titanic's wreckage.
It is a challenge to conduct a search in that remote area.
Now rescuers are racing against the clock to find the missing submersible. Among those now believed to be missing, British billionaire and Guinness World Record holder Hamish Harding. Harding's friend, Jannica Mikkelsen, who has explored with him in the past, says she spoke with the 58-year-old the day before he left.
It's not good. It will be a miracle if the crew returns alive.
It went missing on Sunday. Multiple tornadoes have swept through Mississippi, and there is dangerous heat in Texas. Here's correspondent Omar Villafranca.
A powerful tornado ripped apart home after home in Jasper County, Mississippi. At least one person died, and nearly two dozen were injured. The Twister is one of at least five confirmed in Mississippi alone on Monday. Shannon Millett and seven other people were trapped inside a bank in Moss Point, Mississippi, after the building was hit by a tornado.
We got downstairs in time to see the front of the building collapse, roof going off.
Other parts of the South are dealing with intense heat. In Fort Worth, Texas, 911 calls are on the rise as the temperatures felt like 115 on Monday. And the state is bracing for more record-breaking heat today.
Tropical Storm Brett formed in the Atlantic yesterday, making it the second named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season. It could strengthen into a hurricane over the next few days. Those living in Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, and Lesser Antilles are being told to keep an eye out. Ukrainian troops are pushing ahead with their counteroffensive, trying to retake the long-disputed town of Bakhmut, as Ian Lee reports.
Bakhmut is again seeing some of the fiercest fighting as Russia steers more troops to the area, according to Western officials.
How do you prepare your men to go on the offensive?
It's a difficult process, this commander callsign jurist tells me. First, we work out an operational plan, then we prepare our fighters mentally.
Do you feel like you can win?
Of course. Since the start of the war, I knew that we win.
Ukraine claimed it downed more than 30 drones launched by Russia overnight. The violence continues between Palestinians and Israelis after an hours-long raid by Israeli troops in the occupied West Bank. The latest death of a Palestinian man brings the death toll to six Palestinians and nearly 100 wounded. Here's Robert Berger.
It was one of the bigger battles that we've seen, heavy casualties on the Palestinian side. And the reason the Israelis are carrying out these raids almost nightly is they're trying to weed out militants and gunmen who have been responsible for a wave of deadly drive-by shootings in the West Bank.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken has wrapped up his trip to China by admitting much more needs to be done to repair relations between Washington and Beijing, but he said that Chinese spy balloon incident should be closed. Correspondent Margaret Brennan spoke to Blinken after his meeting with the Chinese president.
In 2 days of talks, Blinken's main goal was to persuade Chinese officials to resume contact between the two militaries, cut off since August last year.
It's less a hotline and more regular engagement, regular communication, so that they understand what we're doing and not doing.
But Xi did not agree. One key development: Blinken pressed for the release of three Americans that the U.S. considers wrongfully detained.
Are we in a place, though, as two governments where you're negotiating or even talking about a prisoner release, or is this just...
Yes, we are.
And there's progress?
Again, I don't want to get into the details, but we are very actively talking about that.
Say goodbye to performance-robbing engine deposits with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. Hate to break it to you, but lower-grade fuel can leave deposits in your engine that build up over time and leave your engine's performance severely lacking. Thankfully, Shell V-Power Nitro Plus removes up to 100% of performance-robbing deposits with continuous use in gasoline direct injection engine fuel injectors. Download the Shell app today to find your nearest Shell station and rejuvenate your engine with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. Fuel up at Shell.
In Bloomington, Minnesota, funerals were held for five young women killed in a hit-and-run crash Friday night. Police say the other driver was going about 100 miles per hour. WCCO-TV's Esme Murphy has more.
Mosque director Khalid Omar says the community is still in shock.
Especially, you know, when it comes to our Daru Faru community, we're very close and, you know, a lot of our families knew these beautiful daughters.
Allah loves so-and-so, so love them.
The five young women have been well known at the mosque since their childhood.
Been a great loss, first and foremost for their families. I cannot imagine. They have strength and resilience, but it's really, really tough.
In Michigan, federal authorities have arrested a man they say threatened to commit a mass killing at a synagogue on the fifth anniversary of the attack at two mosques in New Zealand by a white supremacist gunman. The suspect, Sean Patrick Batella, allegedly made social media threats and had made makeshift plans to kill members of a congregation in East Lansing on March 15th of next year. The New Zealand attack in 2019 killed 51 people. In Paris, police have been searching the 2024 Olympic headquarters. CBS's Vicky Barker is at the foreign desk.
French investigators descended on the headquarters of the Paris 2024 organizers in the suburb of Saint-Denis this morning. The French prosecutor's office says it's part of two ongoing investigations into alleged favoritism and embezzlement of public funds. No further details from them or from the Paris Organizing Committee, which has released a statement saying only that it's cooperating with the authorities. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Federal regulators have opened a safety investigation into a new electric vehicle from Hyundai. WWJ's Jeff Gilbert has more from Detroit.
In many cases, the driver heard a loud pop and saw a dashboard warning. Now, the issue may be related to a unit that controls the electric vehicle's batteries. Hyundai tells Automotive News it's cooperating with the investigation and has already begun a program to update vehicle software and replace hardware if needed.
It's 3 o'clock somewhere. Time for a My Mochi ice cream snack. My Mochi ice cream is cool, creamy scoops of premium ice cream wrapped in sweet, pillowy dough. And get this, all of My Mochi's fabulous flavors like strawberry, mango, double chocolate, and cookies and cream are only around 80 calories per piece. Talk about a guilt-free, indulgent experience. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned, gluten-free mochis that are great for grab-and-go. So feel good while curbing your afternoon cravings or the midnight munchies. Yeah, you know who you are with the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream. Find My Mochi ice cream at Target or visit MyMochi.com to locate a grocery store near you.
Authorities are monitoring fresh seismic activity, which is now causing rare earthquakes in two of Australia's major cities. Scott Maiman reports.
The latest quake hit just south of Sydney. The city's not familiar with earthquakes.
You felt it, like the house shook.
Although a moderate 3.1, the quake's epicentre was so close to suburbia.
Literally lifted me up. But it was very quick. Like, I actually got scared because the windows rattled and everything.
And that follows a series of quakes in Melbourne, which continues to startle residents. Authorities say more tremors can be expected, but they're not sure why. Scott Maiman for CBS News, Canberra, Australia.
Singapore is now the most expensive city for goods and services for wealthy people, overtaking Hong Kong, London, and New York. They cost more than 100% the global average, a lot of that due to housing. And that's the World News Roundup for Tuesday, June 20th. I'm Cammie McCormick, CBS News.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds, but none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.